Heart Drum and Harper Audio present The Sea in Winter by Christine Day. Performed by Kimberly Woods. One. Sanctuary. February 15th. I'm late to homeroom. Not because my bus was running behind schedule, or because my knee was flaring up again, or because of any other reasonable explanation. I walk into homeroom 6 minutes after the bell, because I couldn't force myself to come straight here. I couldn't walk in this direction. Couldn't follow the same path I go down every day. My classmates are journaling at their desks. Several heads snap up as the heavy door latches shut behind me, as I hurry to my seat in the middle of the room. Curious gazes cut back and forth between me and the clock. Ms. Porter looks up from her own journal entry to beam at me and say, "Welcome, Maisie." I drop into the cramped desk. Slender metal bars attach from the tabletop to the chair to the shiny tiled floor, rooting the desk to this particular place. I fumble with my book bag. Pencil tips whisper against paper all around me, a gentle contrast to the coarse rip of my book bag zipper, the obnoxious clacking of its buckles. 7 minutes after the bell, I finally slap my composition notebook down on my desk and read the prompt on the whiteboard. Ms. Porter changes it every day. She shares quotes from famous novels, random facts about nature, or sometimes even song lyrics. Today she has shared this word and its definitions. Sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety, a place of protection from danger or a difficult situation, a nature reserve, a refuge for wildlife, a holy or sacred place, a building or room for religious worship. Synonyms, haven, harbor, retreat, shelter, immunity, asylum. I stare at the words, flip to the next open space in my notebook, pause with my pencil hovering above the blank page. I never really know how to begin these entries. Ms. Porter always tells us to be creative and open and free, to write or draw or spill whatever we're feeling as we feel it. She never reads what we write. There are no grades in homeroom, just attendance and participation points. It's also our only 15-minute period, which means that I have about 8 minutes left to do this. Sanctuary. I write the word across the top of the page, underline it twice. Hesitate. And then, in a messier scrawl, I write, "My ballet school has always been my sanctuary." I stare at the sentence, tap my eraser against my chin, suck in a deep breath, and continue on. In the studio, I don't have to worry about anything else that's happening in my life or in the world around me. From there, the words flow through me. I describe the bright, airy space in my favorite studio, the mirror-lined wall, the tall ceiling, the wide windows, the aluminum bars, the grand piano in the corner, the squeaky pearl-gray floors, the openness of it, the peacefulness of it. I describe what it's like to dance in a room like that, to move through the sweeping gestures of a grand port-de-bras, the aching lift of an arabesque, to spin and step and reach as the piano notes pinwheel all around you. From the front of the room, Ms. Porter claps and says, "Okay, students, can I have your attention up here, please?" I stop writing, lean back as much as this rigid chair will let me. Ms. Porter smiles. "It's Friday," she says, "and next week is midwinter break, so I won't see you all for a while. I hope you stay warm, happy, and healthy during your time off. Take care and have fun." The shrill bell rings, and the classroom breaks into a flurry. I look down at the words I've written, feeling the yearning pull of them, like a fish hook in my stomach. Then I close the notebook, shove it inside my book bag.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?